Hey YouTube, welcome to another GIMP know-how tutorial, and in this tutorial I'll be showing you how to make the brand new, well not brand new anymore, but new Pepsi logo. But before we start the tutorial, I'd like to thank you guys, YouTube. I'd like to thank all of my subscribers because of you subscribing, of course, I am now the most subscribed to GIMP tutorial maker on YouTube, and that is pretty awesome, I think. And so yeah, anyway, let's start with the tutorial. Thanks again. So we're going to make a new image, 640 by 400. And if you were doing this for a logo, you might not want to make it this big, and you'd want to make the background transparent. But we're making more of an advert than a logo. Take the fill bucket tool and find a nice lime green color, then fill in the background. Then we're going to make a new layer. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering how I got my layer previews this large, you'd go configure this tab, then you'd go preview size, and then enormous. So, make a circle selection, however big you want your logo to be. I'm going to make it about like this. Then take your fill bucket tool and, on a new layer, fill it in with white. Then click select, shrink, and I'm going to shrink it by about 10 pixels. Then make a new layer on top of the white layer. Then take your paintbrush tool, and on the top is red, so select a lighter red. And if you're wondering the HTML notation, it is FF4448. Then take a nice big paintbrush and color the top of the logo in red. Then get a nice blue color, and the color I'm using is 0054FF, and fill that in. Now these aren't the exact colors of the actual Pepsi logo, but they're close enough. And I think we need just a little more red on top yet. About like that. Okay, then make a new layer and click select none. On the new layer, you're going to take the paths tool, and you're going to make paths about like this, then have them get a little bit wider at the top. Then hold control to link the selection. Now, here's where you're going to use the little squares that you have, and kind of design a Pepsi-ish shape. Okay, once you have your Pepsi-ish shape, I think I need to go up a little bit here to avoid touching the border. You can just press enter, then fill that in with white. Now this isn't the exact logo, but I think it's close enough, and so you can go ahead and merge all of these down. And if you want one of those new ads like Pepsi has progressively, then you want to leave it like this. But if you want to make the logo glossy, it's really easy to do. Make a new layer. Then take your gradient tool, select the gradient mode as FG to transparent, and select the shape as radial. Then make a radial shape around here, and set the layer mode to grain merge. Turn the opacity down just a little bit. Now I'll make another new layer. Take the circle select tool, select inside of the Pepsi logo like this, then take your gradient tool, FG to transparent, except on linear, and stroke down a highlight just like that. And I'm going to set that on grain merge as well. And there you have it. That is your really easy to make Pepsi advert. So thanks for watching this tutorial. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say. This is GIMP Know How. I'm done with my tutorial. Thanks for watching.